now he's funding a study on wombats. Mark Maron.
This is crazy, Jim. This show is crazy. Because you know, I just realized what I did. We spent a bunch of time talking to Alan McDonald about dirty stuff, which I thought was great. I enjoyed it. And then I get self-conscious, and in the middle, like, I knew I had 3 minutes after Johnny split to, like, sort of, like, I got to wedge some politics in here. It's like, yeah, Rumsfeld's bad, and Bush is an ass, and we should get rid of him, and they're ruining the world, and they should be put in jail, and, okay, now we're going to do some more comedy. The first, because I feel guilty when I just have a nice time and enjoy the conversations with people.
Yeah, I was wondering what the hell was happening.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. I just gave you the...
I didn't want to say anything.
I let people in on the process too damn much, Jim. I let them know what I'm thinking. I'm still feeling guilty.
I didn't want to stop because I noticed you were masturbating right, while you were doing it.
Well, that's what we do here. That we're freeing... I don't even know how to put it, but I used to say that. I used to do a whole bit about that. I used to have like a half an hour on masturbating in my act because it was that part, that much of my life. I used to do a bit about how I think people should be able to do it whenever. They should have masturbation stops along the highway. You should be able to do it at work if you're too stressed out. It's a built-in stress relief device, and this is not the conversation I want to have in front of Maria. This is not...
It's okay. It's a safe space.
Is it a safe space? So,
yeah.
Okay, well, let me introduce you, and then we don't have to continue it. Masturbation
is healthy.
Exactly.
Unless it brings to avoidance behavior, when you, like, you stop paying your bills because you're too busy.
Being a monkey in a tree! All right, the first time I saw Maria Bamford, my friends, the first time I saw her do stand-up, yeah, I got that feeling that one gets when they're watching a totally unique talent. A special person. She's one of my favorite comedians, and she is one of the comedians of comedy in that lofty title with those arrogant alternative comedy kids making the big play for the big comedic territory. Maria Bamford is here.
Thank you for having me on your program. This is very exciting. I'm sad that I missed the masturbation hour.
It didn't really start focusing on that till the end, you know, we're comics. I said this the other night on stage. I said, I remember back when comedy was just a bunch of guys who smoked too much pot and masturbated and really couldn't do anything else.
Right.
You remember? There's still a few of the old school guys.
You don't see them out much.
No,
what's
you don't.
To those
yeah.
guys?
Everybody's gotten so responsible, so MySpace oriented, so self promoting. I've never seen a comedy community. I've never seen the community do this where people are actually being rewarded. Like, as no matter how anyone feels about Dane Cook as a performer, and right. We don't need to slander. I don't need to be a player hater. But even the most renegade of comedic talents are like, dude, he knows how to self promote though. Like people are being rewarded. Like that's part of your talent now. It's your ability to promote yourself.
Hasn't it always been though? I mean, isn't that always how it is? Like historically speaking, that you make the bigger sign.
But isn't it supposed to be for? Aren't you supposed to have people that do that for you? Maybe I'm missing the damn boat.
In the old days, yeah.
In the old days,
you had people do it for you.
Yeah, and you didn't have to pay for your own stage time.
This is a new concept. This British comedian I was talking to came out to Daniel Kitson. He says the less audience, the better. The better it is. The less people watching, the better it is. The more people watching, the less good it is.
Right.
Now, this is, of course, the definition of success that works for me.
Yeah.
Specifically.
I agree with that. My CD, I have not sold out, and still tickets available for a reason. I alienate people on purpose. Give me a half a house of people that really like me, that I can get intimate with and honest with, as opposed to a full house filled with half of the crowd not really knowing why they're there. They're just like, are we here to see a clown? I hope the clown dances.
We got a fax so we could bring 20 of our friends.
Nobody has 20 friends. That's why comedy club shows are bad.
You were in Australia. You were in Australia.
Yes, I was in Australia for about 2 months. I did the Adelaide Fringe Festival. They have a spectacular festival circuit over there, and where comedy is done in theaters, which I enjoy that because I am do not have good social skills, and so the whole bantering back and forth party atmosphere of a comedy club is not that's not my thing always. So I liked doing that, and I went to Darwin and Alice Springs and Singapore.
Singapore?
Where it is a limiting dictatorship there where you can't criticize the government, but it's really nice, you guys.
It's like
great shopping, and it's clean.
And modern?
It's modern. And the neat thing is that you don't see any poor people, I don't know if they're all being shipped in from Thailand and so, and they have to be shipped out before the end of the day, and so you don't see them. The only people I saw being neglected were cats.
In Singapore?
The cats can fend for themselves.
I know. Yeah, if I was there, I'd be collecting them. I'd be like, I'll take you home. I have four feral cats in my house.
Oh.
I know, I'm a cat collector. So you were, did you do that gig in Singapore?
I did Singapore. They have a, the Melbourne Comedy Festival sponsors rooms. They were going to do a show in Kuala Lumpur. Mm. It's fantastic. It's really nice because you travel with three other comedians, so you're not by yourself. It's magnificent.
Do you have any reflections on Australia?
Reflections are...
Were the audiences good?
Wonderful. And I would say very appreciative. And let me see. Is there anything that was negative? No. The one sad... My boyfriend and I broke up before the trip, so that was a deep sadness.
This guy was like brand new.
I know, me too.
He was a brand spanking new Australian boyfriend.
We dated a year, and it was so wonderful, and I feel it's really painful that it's over, and I wish somebody would write a song about that, how that happens. Somebody write a song.
It's just, oh, man, I'm sorry.
I know, me too. It's okay. I think it's a good thing. I read that Greg Barron book. He's not that into you.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh, my gosh,
that guy dumped you?
Here's the thing.
Who would dump Maria Bamford? That is ridiculous.
No, I think he had a point. He needed to take some time for himself to think about who he was as a person, which I think is,
But isn't that a lifelong project?
Well, exactly. Yeah. And if you can't do that while I'm in the other room, then not best for each other.
Who needs him?
But he's a lovely, it was a wonderful experience and positive. And I think perhaps,
probably I chose him because he was unavailable. Mm. Am I right?
Yeah, probably.
My therapist thinks so.
Did your mom like him?
She liked him, although my mom always thinks, honey, is he gay? No, Mom, he's not gay. I just thought he just hasn't been married, and he's a little older. Mom, I'm a little older, and I haven't been married. Well, it's okay if you're a lesbian, honey. It's okay. And once she says something's okay twice, it's not okay.
It's bad. It's bad news.
It's actually not okay.
So Australia.
Anyway,
Singapore.
Yeah. Then next, I'm going to go on the Comedians Comedy Tour around the Midwest, and then I'm going to go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which I'm doing very well outside of the United States.
Well, thank God. You deserve to do well, and you deserve you're just one of those people that some people it's just too close to the bone for some people, or they just don't understand it. No, I'm serious.
You think so? Well,
some of the stuff you do, some of the characters that you do, are just too people don't. They like which one am I thinking about? Who's the boss one?
Yeah, do you want to hear my new joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I try to be a good global citizen, but then the Western Devil Yankee comes up from inside me. Uh-huh. I think I was gonna take a couple months off, maybe go help people in a different country, I don't know, sell CDs, whatever they need done. Maria, you make people laugh. That's the greatest gift in the world. You're saving people's lives. I know, but I only do that 10 minutes a night. Maybe in the off hours I could make soup or dive for grenades or whatever needs to be. Okay, here's what you can do. You can buy a pair of fair trade shoes made of recycled materials. Do your part. Hey, I already have 18 pairs of shoes. Don't you think conscious neglect equals perpetration? Okay, sounds like somebody needs to take a bubble bath. Oh, God. A lavender bubble bath.
That'll do it.
It's good to calm you down.
And they love that overseas.
Yeah, well, yes. And then, America, I think we take ourselves really seriously. There isn't a lot of joking, even amongst both, there's only two sides, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're.
Do you know any conservatives?
Yes.
And, because we were talking about this yesterday about comedy.
Not well.
And
not very well.
And people in comedy, a lot of people don't really talk about politics, and I don't, it's sometimes you're surprised at who's a conservative. You're like, wow, did you just say that? And you didn't know it about them?
Yeah.
Is your family conservative?
No, they're not. I worked on a Dennis Miller show, and it turned out he flipped to conservative or whatever, and I found that extremely surprising.
Yeah, I always thought he was sort of a fraud, so it didn't really surprise me that much. He's just sort of a frightened bully. I'm sorry.
No. I don't.
What's the perfect? What do you think the don't go away, Maria.
I know. I've gone into a shell.
No, come out of the shell. Do you want to stick around for another time?
Yes, of course. This is my one day out.
Okay. And you brought your dog?
Yes, I did.
What kind of dog is that?
She's a pug.
A pug.
Yeah.
I knew that kind of. They're snot dogs, right?
Some people call them snot dogs. Some people call them loving,
okay,
available, beautiful animals.
You can go to mariabamford.com, right, to see your funny faces and your schedule?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be back with Maria Bamford in just a second.
Now, he's not necessarily against eating placenta, Mark Maron.
I am kind of. It's a woman's thing. I hate to say it. I'm not being weird and exclusionary. That's just traditionally, that's a woman's thing. Our guest is Maria Bamford, comedian. Yeah. Do you mind that, being the feminine of
sure,
comedian?
Sure, that's fine.
Stand-up comic.
As long as I get a spot.
Yeah, you got it. Boom. So, I remember now. Some of the things that I was talking about when I was trying to get you to do some of the things that I like you to do is that you no longer, the comedians have come, you don't have to do no more day jobs. That's done.
Yeah,
that's
behind you. I'm done.
You used to talk about having temp jobs.
I had temp jobs and I worked, I worked for a giant corporation. I can't say what it is. Uh-huh. Because it's Disney.
Yeah.
So let's call it Jubligoop. And I think it's when you have a lady boss, I like every boss, except when she tries to act like she's your friend.
Yeah.
She calls you honey and sweetheart and girlfriend, hey, I'm having some parties at my house this weekend and I really want you to come. You'll meet some really cute, really available men at the door, park their cars, take their coats and speak only when spoken to. Hey, and I want you to take a break. You take a walk. Out of this office and get me a latte, and it's 2% milk. You should know that by now.
Oh, no.
I see us as friends, as equals, even though I earn, 850% more than you do, and you spend 12 hours a day here stuck in this office while I drive aimlessly around Los Angeles looking for caves and tunnels from where I can call you with my cell phone.
Is that a real person?
I used to work at a studio where it was like ladies who were, you know, infinitely wealthier than I would, and then they would kind of try to act like we were buddies or something. I'm like, well, we're clearly,
yeah,
there's a hierarchy here, and it starts somewhere where you get to leave for lunch.
Yeah. And then you used to, you used to do a lot of temp jobs? Did you? Yeah. I remember you talking about that one.
Yeah, yeah. The worse the job is, the more excited the temporary representative seems to be about it. Hello, Maria. This is Judy from TRC Staffing in Glendale. Good morning. I have an incredible opportunity here for you today. $5 an hour, alphanumerical filing in industrial warehouse. I thought of you first. I kept expecting it to get worse. Hello, Maria. This is Judy. Tijuana, Mexico. Loading fruit trucks. You need to be there in a half hour. Corporate dress. Hose and heels. Hello, Maria. This is it. I have a feeling. Temp to perm. Thailand. You are sold into prostitution. But there is free parking.
Oh, thank God. That's behind you.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. I mean, it's a day-to-day situation here, people. I'm open. I'm open to typing.
Yeah, no.
Well,
not now.
I'm not. Yeah, now. Well, now maybe I can teach.
Yeah, I always had that as a plan B.
Yeah, teach.
In the back of my head.
You know what?
It's gone away.
I like kids. Well, you don't even have to teach. It's just watch kids do stand up comedy or their rendition of what stand up comedy is, and it's just, I can't fight. It's so fun.
Do you like kids?
I do love kids. It's hard in Los Angeles. The kids are so self aware that they kind of know that there's a casting director around every corner. So they're not, don't just have fun and enjoy it. So I haven't talked to as many kids in LA. I was in an art class with some kids and I don't know. It was just the kids are more adult-like. Like, this one kid was, like, 3 years old, and he was making a three-sided triptych of, which is what a triptych is, of Brad Pitt. And because his dad had worked on The Gladiator.
Yeah.
And the kids were like, that's kind of weird. Why are you making that? He's like, I just want to make Brad Pitt. Anyway, so it's not something, you know, most kids are into SpongeBob.
I like kids that kind of, I've got, I'm getting to know my nieces and nephews. But then they get to a weird age where I find them a bit annoying. And I guess that's part of maturing, is dealing with kids' is annoyingness.
What age is it that it becomes tough?
I think it's like from 6 to 20.
Yeah.
that I have a problem with them?
Yeah.
I don't have kids, and I wonder if I'm going to. I think I should. I think it'll even me out.
Oh,
is that the right way to think about them?
Well,
I want to have kids to make me a better person.
Yeah. Maybe that's... I mean, I don't know.
How many kids in your family?
There's just me and my sister. But my sister has 4 kids.
Oh, my God.
So
do they like you?
They're into me. I think I'm all right. Except when I'm there for longer than 4 days, then they realize that I don't have a magical quality anymore. And then they stop listening to what I had to say. Like, so they're like, Titi. Like, they call me Titi. And like, Titi, we'll do anything for you. And then day 4, it's like, we don't have to do what you say because my mom, you're not our mom. And it's like,
how did your sister end up with 4 kids? Did she, I know how she ended up. I know how it happens. I'm not stupid. But is that what she wanted? Did she live
Yes. She's a doctor. Her husband's a doctor. They couldn't actually, biologically, they couldn't have kids. And so they adopted 3 of my nieces and nephews. And then one is a biological accident. She's nice.
But that they had, right?
Yeah. So they had, yeah. And then...
I just got this image where they spilled something. Like, oh, my God!
It's Josephine!
Biological accident.
I'm not. I don't know. I'm trying to get everybody equal... equal status on the. Sometimes
my brother has 3 adopted kids as well.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, and I think he'd just keep doing it if he had the opportunity. Just bring them on, bring more kids in. But now,
sister wants to have a 5th. She's thinking about it. She loves babies and kids and it's fun. It's a big crowd.
Yeah, but like you said, it's nice to be able to leave. Now, where are you? Do you have to plug something?
Do I have to plug it? Oh, we're gonna be at we have the Comedians of Comedy tour, which starts out in Cleveland. Then we have various dates in Cincinnati, Detroit, Louisville, Kentucky.
Is there a website?
Yes, there is. We're on MySpace at comedians.comedy, and then we're also at MariaBamford.com. Have my is on there, tour date.
Okay, Maria Bamford, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.